For it's by the power of your might, Almighty Yahweh, in the precious atonement of the time of Yahshua the Lamb, we gather here in this Bayat, the tabernacle of our Abba, to worship, to call upon your mighty name on this Shabbat. We ask that you pour out your anointing among Israel as we prepare our minds, our hearts, for the hearing of your imats, for your truth makes us free. We prepare our minds for the battle that is ahead. As we prepare for battle, by the certain sound of the shofar, we do pray in the precious name of Yahshua HaMashiach that you would fill this place with your Ruach and the power of your refreshing will rest upon the house of Israel. We bind every vile and strange spirit of darkness. We call upon you, Almighty Yahweh, in the precious name of Yahshua the Lamb, for we find the promises of our Abba in Yahshua, for he is our HaMashiach, the power of deliverance from our sins, that we are made free from the bondage of darkness, that our minds are at liberty to worship you, Jibrak, to bless our Abba. We come before your presence, Jibrak, to lift up your mighty name, the standards you are placed in Israel. We ask you to bless us today and strengthen the house of Israel, our brothers and sisters scattered throughout the nations of the world, under oppressive regimes, under the very force of hell, yet they cry out with great delight. We, as we gather here in this small gathering of your people, those that will join us live on the live stream, we cry out unto you, our Abba, for the mighty power of your deliverance and strength among Israel. Deliver unto us the word of strength. As you bless your man servant that he may speak today with clarity and understanding, that the minds of your people, Israel, may be opened, their understanding enlightened. We ask it in Yahshua's mighty name. We trust you for the Teshuha, because we have victory in the precious name of Yahshua. Pour out your strength upon all Israel, those that need your healing touch, the strength of your healing power, the anointing and the refreshing of the promises that take vow, the hope in Yahshua. Bless them today, I pray, and strengthen them mightily, that we all may be fed today. Our friends, our enemies, we bless you for them. Your shalom upon Jerusalem, your strength among your people, Israel. We ask it in Yahshua's mighty name. We dwell this day. We told her, yeah, for Yahshua, for of Yahshua. We told her, yeah, for among Israel. We ask in the mighty name of Yahshua the Lamb of Israel, and we barak you. And all of Israel cried, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on, Israel, let's praise Yahweh. Together. Come on, how I praise you.
How I praise you, praise you, Yah, you're the rock of my salvation. You I praise from shore to shore in all your creation. Let it ring from mountain top, let my voice proclaim.
Come Come on, Yahshua is Messiah.
Messiah of Israel is He, restorer of our nation, the hope of David. Now we see, bringing us salvation.
Root of Jesse.
Root of Jesse, line of Judah, Judge of Israel. Now we praise You for Your joy and love than ever.
Come on, how I praise You, Yah.
How I praise You, Yah. You're the rock of my salvation. You I praise from shore to shore in all Your creation. Let it ring from mountain top, let my voice proclaim the tender mercy of Yahweh, Yahshua.
Come on, Yahshua is Messiah.
Messiah of Israel is He, restorer of our nation, the hope of David. Now we see, bringing us salvation. Root of Jesse, line of Judah, Judge of Israel. Now we praise You for Your joy and love.
Come on, everybody, let's dance unto Yahweh. Come on, let's worship Him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Come on, you right there, how I praise You, Yah.
How I praise You, Yah. You're the rock of my salvation. You I praise from shore to shore in all Your creation. Let it ring from mountain top, let my voice proclaim the tender mercy.
Come on, Yahshua is the Messiah.
Messiah of Israel is He, restorer of our nation, the hope of David. Now we see, bringing us salvation.
He's the root of Jesse.
Root of Jesse, Lion of Judah, Judge of Israel. Now we praise You for Your
more Israel, how I praise You,
Yah. How I praise You, Yah. You're the rock of my salvation. You I praise from shore to shore in all Your creation. Let it ring from mountain top, let my voice proclaim the tender mercy.
Yahshua is the Messiah.
Come on, sing
Yahshua. Israel is He, restorer of our nation, the hope of David. Now we see, bringing us salvation.
Oh, let's sing up. Come on.
Root of Jesse, line of Judah, Judge of Israel. Now we praise You for Your
Yahshua is Messiah.
Messiah of Israel is He, restorer of our nation, the hope of David. Now we see, bringing us salvation. Root of Jesse, line of Judah,
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on and lift him up. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we praise our Abba. Lift up his mighty name. Worship him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For it's by the excellence of your rock, we gather here in the quiet of our Abba. We ask in the precious name, Yahshua HaMashiach, you will pour out your rich anointing upon this bayah today. And all those that are listening by the live stream of the internet, we pray that you will strengthen the house of Israel. We trust you this day for all things. For what are we without you, our Abba? Yahshua is the strength of your promises. We trust you. We believe you this day. For we lay down our lives before you to use us for thine honor and for your purpose. Whatever it is, Yah, the trial, the affliction, you command Israel for all things to give Todah. We know that you are the orchestrator of all things. You will never leave Israel. You will never forsake them. Neither shall we be alone in the midst of this battle that we are in. So as our hearts cry and our minds think upon you, help us this day. We need you to succor us, to secure us even in our minds, in our hearts, our thoughts, that we may rest assuredly that Yah is the Almighty, and there is none other like Him. And because of the power of your living Torah, Yahshua lives, then we live as well. May your blessings rest upon Israel this day. We ask all things in Yahshua's mighty name. Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, for the blessings of Yah shall shower upon Israel this day. Shalom. Hallelujah. You may be seated. May the fullness of the blessings of our Abba, the revelation and the power of Yahshua HaMashiach, rest upon Israel. We barak him this day and our blessings unto him with our mouths open, because we know that the issue flows from the inward parts, from our love. So we barak Yah for all things, for his watchful care over Israel in a time whereby the powers of hell has caused the minds of this generation to become more demented, without focus or even thought of the Most High. When a generation at a time, unless we have the mind of Yahshua HaMashiach, we're not going to overcome the powers that oppose Almighty Yahweh. There is a mindset that has been birthed from the belly of hell. It is an institutionalized mindset. We see it in the academics, your universities, your schools, in every process of life. As the powers that be began to train the minds of your children, because you trust your children with them and not with the word of Yahweh. They began to train their minds. They began to implement in them this thought process that is diametrically opposed unto Almighty Yahweh. For it has disdain, disregard, it has no respect for the authority and the power of Yah's ability to rule in the midst of this earthly sphere. And so the minds are trained. The televisions, the media, it trains the minds to oppose Yah. And that is why Israel must go back the ways of the ancient, those that understood the strength of Yah, had the power of His ability and His anointing, resting not only on them, but in them. And it was evident because they brought Mishpatim judgment unto Israel. It is by the power of Yah's judgment that our minds, our ways are corrected, that we may walk in the lights and the promises of Yahshua HaMashiach. And when the light began to shine and radiate from us, then the power of His Torah becomes a great delight unto Israel. And the reason it is not so, because the minds today are oppressed. And Yah has subject us to this oppression. Now that is what the book teaches. We can reject that, because we're looking for our own little fantasized world, this world that is surreal. But this is what Yah has warned us and foretold us of the experiences that we would experience. And because the powers that be, the powers that control your everyday activity, it has caused your mind to be turned away from the simplicity of the revelation of His identity. And so we don't know who speaks to us. The voice of Yah is strange unto us. He is like some distant being, because we have not become familiarized with His attributes. And the only way we're going to become familiarized with Him is that we understand what He commands Israel. And we do not understand the principles of His dictates, then we began to dictate our own principles. And we began to walk opposite of what He commands us. And then when that begins to happen, we will find this frivolity of folly and religious practices. That every man has his own ways, lies from hell. That I have the ability to interpret lies from the gutter of hell. That is why He placed over them the Levites, that they would shed the light of Torah unto Israel. They would not have to go out and labor on a job or plant the fields, but there would be enough for them that they could spend time in the Torah and understand the finite details of the Torah today. That they could depart unto Israel and show them the way plainly, that their sins, their corruptions, their defiance of the Torah, that there was a penalty to pay. That they had great understanding, they had a tremendous knowledge of the coming of this HaMashiach that would deliver them from the bondage and the power of this corrupt flesh, with His enmity against Yah. Our flesh hates Yahweh. And so He has given us fleshly rulers today. We will not allow Him to rule us by His Ruach. We will not allow the power of HaMashiach rule us. And so He has given us over unto the oppressors, those that oppress, and they are wicked men. You can reject it. It makes no difference. It is either that the scroll declares that, or it is a total fabrication. And if this man is deceived, he is a proponent of lies, disregarding what the Torah teaches, then I will certainly get myself out of this presence of this crazy fool that stands before you. But if this is legitimate, then we better obey what He commands us, that these powers will not, they will not draw out of us the strength of the testimony of Yahshua. You're not overcoming without the power of that testimony. I do not care about your rituals and your practices. You're not overcoming without the power of that testimony. You'll become weary. That's why many are fading in their mind. That's why we must consider Yahshua. He endured such contradiction and oppression of this wicked government that Yah had laid in order. Unless we become weary in our minds, we began to faint. We began to come weak. It is one thing that when one's immune system is not a strengthened one, they become subjected, they are able to receive any kind of disease that will come their way. They do not have the power to resist. Yeshua is our power to resist. It is that mind that gives us the strength to resist. You cannot do it of your own strength. You have no strength. We're weak things. Without character. We have no ability. You can think highly of yourself all you want to. You understand that's what the enemy does. Did he not try to exalt himself above the throne of Yah? And believe me, this Jezebel spirit is doing the same thing today. In these whorehouses that have the indoctrination of hell, that they say that we will become like the Most High, like hell, you will. You will not become like Him. The power of our likeness unto Him is that we walk in the mind of Yeshua. Not these serpents of hell that feed and bottle feed these ritualistic rituals of religion that make the people at ease in their state. They're birthed by hell. They're gathering them for the judgment of Yahweh. For His hand shall be revealed upon all nations of the earth. And no nation is going to escape. That is why it behooves us, Israel, to know what the scroll teaches. For the powers that are at this time, and the governments that are, they are established by Yah. I do not care if it's the neocons in their conservative diatribes, or the liberal-minded converts of neoconism, that they think that this nation is the supreme nation. There is only one nation that is supreme. And it is the nation of Yah. I do not care whether it comes out of Palestine or Israel, from the Likud party or the Knesset, or whether it comes out of the Federation of Democracy, from Merkel's government in Germany. It is all established by Yah. It makes no difference. And there's a purpose for that. And the reason we don't understand, because we don't give Torah unto Yah. There's not a blessing of life. That is what the Torah is. It is a blessing. It is a barakah. It is a life-flowing blessing that flows from Israel. And the thing that flows from us is this despondence. We are broken down like weak things. We have not the character of Yeshua. Not one bone of HaMashiach was broken. And the body of Israel, Yaakov, you shall be known as Israel. You shall prevail against even your enemy, the Esau's of the world. Now we crumble like children. That's why your children oppress you today. We don't have the Ruach of Yeshua. We have this thing that has come from the belly of hell. It is not the living power of Yah in this nation today. It is not the power of His life. For the minds are trained to disregard Him, to disrespect. The parents instruct and teaches, and teach them to disregard the principles of Yah. And they go awayward and astray, following their own delusional principles that brings about death and separation. And every kind of debacle you can think of, they are encased or enslaved under the power of sin. They are slavery or serving in slavery unto sin. Yeshua made us free from the power of this flesh to give us liberty that we can truly worship Yah. The powers that be, they are established by Yah. For the heart of the king is in the hand of Yah. As He turns the rivers of the waters, so He turns the heart of the king. He's given this sluttish Jezebel nation. How do I know that? I can see the product of it. The sons are effeminate. The daughters are whorish and wicked. I listened to a man of the day. As he began to dialogue about his daughters, he said he had a daughter. She was 17 years old. And he said to her, as he began to teach her of those things that are forbidden, that she preserve her integrity. The world teaches you not to do that. It raises up these Jezebels birthed out of hell and calls your children to admire them. This is a religious power that is in operation. That's all it is. That's nothing to do with Yah. Nothing at all. And so the man said, he talked to his daughter, and she says to him, "Daddy, my friends and I know about that. We got that under control." She will not adhere to the wisdom of the wise. You understand that is what Shaitan did. He will not adhere to the counsel of the Almighty. So he said, I will exalt myself. And so the mindset today says, I have the ability logically to think, and my understanding equates with those that have experienced certain things and they've experienced nothing. And so she comes back after some time with a head bowed, tears in her eyes. He looks at her and says, what's wrong? Tell me. She says to him, Daddy, I'm pregnant. He says to her, where is the young lad that has impregnated you? She says to him, he left me. And he said that you will have the baby by yourself. It is your baby. And he has another friend that he's engaged in the same improper activities today. You allow that damnable thing into your home. You allow these accursed books to flood your homes. They promote these Jezebels, these whores that are birthed out of harlotry. And they show you their birth that way because they're having babies by every Tom, Dick, and Harry. It is not of Yahweh. It is foul and it is wicked. It does not bring the strength of Yahshua. Not at all. So this nation, you can tell what is in a nation by the fruits that comes out of the nation. You can tell a drunkard if he smells like a drunkard. You can tell a crackhead on the corner if he's running out of the crack rocker. You can differentiate or discern a prostitute prostituting herself with a woman just walking past. Certainly you can. Her attitude is different. Her mindset is different. Now I said that for you to understand in order for the principles of Yah to be applicable or they are applied, there must be the formulation of a religious mindset. A religious mindset. And that is simply a form of worship of some being or some superior power whereby there is a mandate of dictates that are prescribed unto the subjects. Now, the word of Yahweh, it is a conformance to a life that leads to the power of His eternal kingdom. And yet religions promise nothing but a self-satisfying purpose that is steeped in lust, every kind of wickedness that is imaginable to the mind of man. Everything. The mind of HaMashiach, it pleases Yah. It does all things to please the Abba. And when we are truly converted, when our minds are truly changed, then we will do all things to please the Most High, Yahweh, for He has created us for His honor, His kabod, for His pleasure, for His purpose. We don't believe that because we don't understand Him. We understand what the world is doing. We take great delight. But when it comes time to understanding Him, our understanding is very shallow. We are an ignorant people. We are ignorant. We can boast in our abilities. We have no ability then whatsoever. I would have begun here in the book of Job, Job's. And the reason why, because he is the epitome of the power and the strength of true Israel. Now his children, they are the very makeup. They are the very representation of what Israel is. Drunkards, gluttons, greedy for lust. Now that's what they did. They were drinking and partying one day. And then Yah allowed Shaitan to destroy them all. Now the children that came after that, scripture doesn't talk about them. That is the birth or the power of the birth and the renewing of Israel by the testimony of Yahshua HaMashiach. If they have not the Torah nor the testimony according to the scroll, there is no light in them. I don't care if they identify themselves as Hebrew Israelites, whether their skin complexion is of the dark nature or the Caucasian. They have no power the light of truth at all. Period. None. And so that is the power of this representation of Job. Through the very battles, the trials, through the very afflictions that were placed upon him, he did not charge you foolishly. And as Bildad, Zophar, as they began to speak unto him, it restored unto Job the power of the consciousness of the might of Yah. Now that is what's lost among Israel. We are not conscious of his great power. For he called the sun to stand out and to shine in the brightness of the noonday. And to us, we don't even consider that. I began to sing the other morning in the dining hall because I thought about that total eclipse. When the moon was turned into blood red, you know, Yah's word is true. Buddha cannot declare that. Muhammad's, they cannot. The Mormons, the Jehovah's, whomever, they cannot. But only the true dynamics, the one that created all things. Hallelujah. For he has put all things in place. That's why we must be conscious of him. That our Ruach must be conscious of him, because he is the life of us. Yahshua is the life of Israel. And we are not conscious of him, that we will fall under this, under the bondage of this religious power that is overtaking the world today. Everyone has their own faith. Yah gave the measure of Emunah unto every man to know that he was the great one, that his name is excellent. And he declared unto us the name of his son. That when we hear the name of his son, we will know the name of his son. And we will not relegate him to some kind of pagan identity. But we will know him by the power of this Emunah, this measure that he has placed in us to trust and to believe him. We don't trust him. We have no confidence in him. We say we do, but we truly do not. We must begin to introspectively search out the very hidden sins of our minds. Things that we have allowed to become enamored. We are hardened by that. We must hear what the Ruach speaks today. And if the Ruach of Yah does not speak unto us, you flee this place. And you find a place whereby you can find rest. Yahshua HaMashiach. Because if he does not speak to us, he is not in the midst of this foolish assembly today. And you will know he's in the midst when he began to bring forth his Ruach, his spirit of judgment. Mishpatim. He will judge Israel. He comes to set us in order, to set our minds right according to his Mishrah, the government of his Torah. And we must be governed by the Torah of Almighty Yahweh, not by your faith, not by your principles, not by the traditions of your forefathers, but by the way that Yah gave unto Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, that we are governed by those principles. Because our forefathers have tweaked them to their satisfaction. You tweak them for those that you think you have ahava love for. It is not of Yah. We must obey the whole counsel. We do not live by simply bread, but by every word. If we are not conscious of that, not just by bread, but by every word. Not just by the bread of the word, but by every word that comes forth out of the bosom of Yahweh. We must live by it. And if we do not live by it, then we're going to die. We become separated from him. Our minds become bewildered. They become darkened. And so sin began to play a major role. What is sin? When one defies the Torah of Yah. For we know that sin is a transgression. The transgressing defines of the Torah. That is why the powers of hell, they have magnificently operated in the mindset of man. And turn the mind away that this is a generation that Yah calls a wicked, a rasha. Rasha, a wicked. The depth of that word, it is beyond my comprehension. It is a mind that defies the principles of Yah. And backs Yah down if it can. It will say to Yah, you will not speak unto me. I defy your principles. I am a criminal and my intent, like Shaitan, it is an iniquitous mind. In this world today, produce that iniquitous mind. Your sons and daughters, they're corrupt, they're lost. The parents, they're twisted, their minds are far from you. They cannot comprehend his truth. They have no desire for it. So this mindset that has been shaped today, you better let the mind of Yahshua be in us. Let's. How do we do that? Receive the word of Yah, hear it. And do not harden your heart against it. That's what you do. Quit playing your little religious whoredom and acting like a prostitute out of hell. That's what you need to do. And let the mind of Yahshua represent the very authority of Yah that's in you. That's what you began to do. And so the powers that be understand and they have known. Shaitan knows he has but just a little short time. And it all shall be over. Hallelujah. And unless we keep our minds upon him, you will be deceived. I would have begun in Iyob. This is a retort that Iyob gave unto Bildad. Iyob chapter 8 verse 3. And what I want to lay down today for us, a principle or a foundation. I may not complete this. I know I will not. I will begin this process that you can pick up the process. That you may understand the final end of what Yah is saying unto Israel. This earth, the governments, the nations of the world, they're not given into the hands of the Siddiqah, of the Siddiqim, the righteous, but they're given into the hand of the Rasha, the wicked. Now that's what scripture says. And we understand the battles of our mind because their form of government, it is diametrically opposed unto Yah. Now, if the book does not teach that, reject what I say. If it's not evident in the book that we can understand the fruit of this wicked form of government that Yah has given the world over unto, and there's a reason that he has done that for your sake. For your sake. I know what these charlatans of hell teach the people. I know what these snakes, like the TD snakes, that's what they are. They're vipers of hell. The hens, these men that set traps for the weak ones. That the principles of Yah are not rooted in them. And the reason they're not rooted is because they have no true ahava, no love for Yah. But we're rooted in the power of his love. And that's where the principles of Yah abound from, this great love for him. Well, how do you know you love him? Well, you keep his mitzvah. You keep the commands of Yah. You obey him. You keep his Torah. Well, I have not the physical ability to do it. He knows that. That's why he has empowered us by his Ruach. That's why the living power of his truth dwells in us now. And that is the testimony of Yahshua, because we can do all things through the power of Yahshua, because he strengthens us. It is not by your might or by your power, but it's by the Ruach, by the Spirit of Yah, that we are able. And so quit holding your head down like some weak thing. And stand up in the maturity and the maturation of Yahshua HaMashiach. Quit bowing your head down and your head down and your mind being all oppressed and suppressed by the powers of hell, that they rule your thoughts, that there is no time to think of the Tav of Yahweh. When I think of the Tav of Yahweh and all that he has done for me, my soul began to shout, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So the enemy that be has trained your mind well. He has caused your mind to reject Torah and the power of the Torah, that your thoughts are not on the things of Yah, but on this flesh. Your flesh is enmity against Yah. It despises Yah. It hates Yahweh. And Yah wants to let you know he hates you too. The scripture says he hates all sinners. I know what the TD snakes and these dogs tell the folks. It's one thing when a man knows he's sitting, then there is a teshuvah, there's a repentance, and not this trash that they teach in these whorehouses. There is a change that is evident. You can sense the splendor of the Ruach of Yah upon that one. You can see the power of Yahshua. We used to sing the song, the things I used to do, I don't do them no more, says Yah. Laid his hands on me. You know the places I used to go. I don't go no more, says Yah. Laid his hands on me. We meant that. Even though we were ignorant about many things, we meant that we sung, we would sing the songs with enthusiasm, that the words would flow from the inward parts, and that we could sense the transformation within, and that the external man, you could see the very form of that inward transformation in the inside of one. Now they act like whores, they dress like whores, pimping, faggot-looking men, earbob wearing slavery under the power of hell. It is not you. It's amazing because when Israel will get out of the way of Yah, he will raise up the shoftim, the judges, and they will restore them. He must cause the ruach of judgment, one of his seven rahim, to be in the midst of Israel. You listen to these men that talk about identity Israel. Those that talk about gain for Israel. They never deal with the judgment, the mishpatim of Yah. They deal with identity. And so they sin in pride. They think more of themselves than they do of Him. Well, I know the identity of Israel because they have the written Torah of Yah and the power of the testimony of Yahshua in them. And they're scattered around the nations of the world. He is not going to use these perverts, these atheistic Zionists to reconstitute Israel. That is a false amalgamation there. It is not of Yah. He is going to restore Israel by the mouth of a Nabi, a prophet. And he shall come in the Ruach of Elijah with the power of restoration. And he shall restore. He shall cause the dead to rise. In Israel today is the dead, effeminate weak thing today. It's a dismembered body. That's what it is. It is not a nation of people that is identified today. And Yah says, just let the tare grow with the wheat. That's what he says. He says, I will send the melechim, the melechim, and they will come and separate the tare from the wheat. You just don't know what you're doing. I will send my ministering powers, my nobi, my prophets, and they shall declare the fullness of the whole counsel of Almighty Yah. We need that today. Hallelujah. We need the fullness of the counsel. And the scripture says in Job and Job chapter 8. Now I want to transition through this because I want to point out certain things that I can get to the crux of the governments of the world. The nations are given over unto evil. Rasha, ra, men that are evil. That their minds are dictated to by the powers of darkness. And there's an interaction between the forces of hell and these men. I'm telling you. They're the echelon of power that they rule. And they rule in the spheres of the air. They rule by the media, the newspapers, the magazines that proliferate the markets, the songs, the singings. They raise up their icons, their idols. What do you think an idol is? I will, my brother. What do you think an idol is? One of the most prolific shows in America today is called American Idols. It is trying to be duplicated throughout the world. It is. Because it is, an idol is set before a people that they may bow down, that they may recognize, and it all has to do with the music. As Nebuchadnezzar said at the sound of a dulcimer, when the all kinds of music is played, then you will bow down. You will worship. And so when the music began to play, the young women, they bowed down. They began to take off their clothing and make themselves naked to the god of Epaphroditus. A sexual drive. The young men, they bring them into the houses of prostitution and take advantage of them. It is the spirit of this age because Yah has opened the door for it. Sure He has. And you, Israel, the only reason you're not consumed is that He has a door And that door is the testimony of Yeshua. And it keeps that out. And that's why you better learn how to shout and bless Him. You dead people. You need to come before Him. And certainly bring Him an offering of Todah. Todah. You began to think about what all He's done. Your heart begins to weep. Hallelujah. You began to cry of His mercies and kindness. Hallelujah. You become so real you can't move. And then that takes you back to the other day. Another day takes you back a little farther. And that takes you back a little farther. Whereby there's true supplication. You're broken. You're broken. You weep. You cry. You moan. Hallelujah. You don't find that today. You find a stiff-necked, rebellious generation that says, where have I sinned? Where have I gone wrong? What do you have against me, Yah? Show me. So that's what we have today. Judge me, Yah. Hallelujah. You don't even have to show me. Now, I know what it is. Hallelujah. Just judge me. That's enough for me. Because I know He's near. For Yah is known by His Ruach. His power of judgment among Israel. Correct Israel today, Yah, in your judgment. Unless you bring them to naught, and that's what He's going to bring them to. That's why it's going to be a small remnant. It's going to be a small remnant of the elect woman that's going to be saved. Do you understand? They're going to be Yashaka. They're going to be Yashaka. Just a small remnant. Just a small. Not many. Not many. This is Bildad as he speaks unto Eob. And you really must begin in the first chapter to understand this dialogue. But I want to begin here. Because for expedience of time, I want to begin here and read verses. Right? It will all tie in together as we proceed forth. Eob, Job 8:3. Now this is a reproof unto Eob from Bildad, the Shunammite. The Shunammite. He says, does Yahweh pervert? Does He pervert judgment, mishpat? Does Yah do that? Or does the Almighty pervert tzaddik, judgment, justice? Does He do this? Now the reason that He spoke unto Eob and asked him this question, because Eob began to speak of the very dilemma that he was being afflicted by. For scripture tells us that many are the afflictions of the tzaddik, but Yah delivers them out of them all. And if we suffer in the name of Yeshua because of the testimony of Yeshua, then we shall have the rewards of Almighty Yahweh. And it was the shaping of the mind of Eob that when it was all concluded that he could pray for them, that Yah could restore them. You can't pray for yourself, and don't tell me you can pray for someone else. Your mind all bogged down and oppressed and twisted, worried about this and that and those and them. You can't pray for anyone. You all had to get Israel to that point whereby they would totally rely upon Him to restore, to reconstitute, to bring them back to that mind that was Sharaka or worship Yah. And that's what He must do to us. So He has placed us in this most wretched, wicked government that has ever been known upon the face of the earth. No government like this. Well, we live in a democracy. Your lives are controlled by the powers that be. The only way we're going to have liberty is in Yeshua. They command you to come to work at this time. They tell you what time to get up. Oh, they don't have to say get up at 5. You know. Oh, you do not tell them I will work until 1 because there are things I want to do. No, I need you to work until 6. You do not resist that. They tell you what to eat. They tell you where to live. They form this mindset to tell you what to drive in order for you to promote you. It is an exaltation of the flesh. We live up here having food, raiment. You be very contented. You brock Him. You esteem Him. We are not appreciative for that. To be able to eat. You have clothing, not even a change of clothing. You have clothing. And yet those essentials are not acknowledged in our daily lives. We murmur like this spirit of hell. We complain. We oppose the blessings of Yah, and He will not open up anything unto you. Other wicked prosper in the way the scripture talks about that. But it's not the prospering of Yah. It's not the life, the testimony of Yahshua, that there is a bearing of His fruits that flowed from Israel. So is the judgment of Yah perverted? It is not a perverted judgment. It is not corrupt. His judgment is not a despair judgment. He judges all things according to His Torah. That's why He doesn't judge by the seeing of the eye or the hearing of the ear. He judges all things according to what's in the Torah, in His law. That's how Yah judge all things. And so in your battle with this great transition, and that is what Israel is doing today. There's a transition that we must transition to the mind of Yahshua. You're not going to oppose the powers that rises up in this hour when they're rising. Their scepters are rising up. They're controlling everything. Your thoughts, the hours you sleep and how you sleep, where you sleep, what you eat and when you eat. They're controlling everything. They're controlling everything. We can look at the sons and daughters of Eob, and we look at that pattern. We can see the pattern of Israel as he raised up a man of authority, Eob. He must raise up the Elijah man. He must be raised up. We must pray for that. We've had enough liars and thieves. We've had that. You can buy them 10,000 dozens for a shilling. You can buy them. But the man that stands in the auspice of Yah, stands in the power of His truth, where are they? Tell me, please. For I will go and wash the man's feet and kiss his feet and bless him. I shall barak him. For they cannot be found. They cannot be found. They're dogs. And they're greedy dogs. And they cannot have enough. They can have enough that, let me say this, I don't want to sidestep. We have these groups today, they're splinter groups and they splinter from each other. Now they're literally teaching that the Torah teaches that a man can have more than one wife, he can have up to seven. Now they treat the women like hell. There's no Torah in the Torah of Yah that teach of a Torah of a separation of a man from his wife. And when they find the young ones, they want the young ones because of their damnable perverted minds. Yah has one Isha, one wife. He doesn't have many. He has one Israel, that she shall lie in his bosom. Solomon had many, but there was one that was pure. There was only one that resonated the character of Yah to flow from him. So they're teaching these damnable lies of hell. They are taking advantage of the young daughters because the minds of the mothers have been seduced by the spirit. And they're giving their daughters over unto these dogs out of hell, and they're lustful. They fight over who gets her, which one after the harem. That is a diabolical love from hell. Yah's faithful. He gave Adam Shava. He gave him one. He did not give him two. He gave him one. And the power of Yah's multiplicity is not by some intercourse or some action of that way. It's by the power of His words. He will reconstitute and populate Israel. Man doesn't need a harem of women to do that. And this doctrine, this lunaticish loon Shabbat. I don't even call it the lunar Sabbath. It's lunaticish. Y'all pray that, yeah, I finished my little booklets, all right. I don't want to make them too long. They're about 50 pages, but that's enough. We're ignorant. We don't like to read. And most people will not read them. Hallelujah. So as Eob understood this transition, we don't realize that we're transitioning. We're transitioning into that place whereby Yah can truly direct us. We're meant to be directed by our own ways, our own thoughts. Come on, my brothers and sisters. What chart of your day every day? It's your own thought, what you perceive. You don't go before say, Yah, no, not my will today, but thy will be done. And every day is your will, isn't it? Come on here, people of Yah. Don't sit here all dormant on me. Every day is according to your will. According to your desire. According to your likes and your dislikes. But no, it must be not my will, Yah, but your will be perfectly manifest in me. If you sustain me, I told you. If you remove me, even though from the grave I cannot rock you. But when I see my HaMashiach, I will. So in all things, we must give him reverence and todah. We must thank Yahweh. And so Eob responded. He responds here. Bildad again, he applies Yahweh's just dealing with Job in the 20th verse of the 8th chapter. Now that's what he says. And then I want to read how Eob responded unto him. Bildad. Bildad says here in Job 8:20, he says, "Behold or see." He said, "Yahweh will not cast or reject away a perfect man." Is Yah perfect? Must we be perfect like he is? That's what he commands us. Be ye perfect as a representation of the kingdom of Yah. Yeshua is. We must walk in the same power of that strength. Well, how do we do it? Well, the living Torah must be a living power or a living form in us. And we know that it is alive by the true testimony of Yeshua. So Yah will not cast away a man that is complete. And Eob says that he was cast away. When Yisrael is complete, there's a process that's going to complete us. It is a process that's going to complete us. And that doesn't mean is you're going to have your mom or your daddy with you. Doesn't mean your sons or your daughters are going to be there. But Yah is going to complete the process for Yisrael. Everything that came out of Israel was not Israel. They brought forth seeds that was birthed out of abominable activities. They offered them unto the gods, Moloch and Molcham. Don't tell me that that was of Yah. It did not reverence Yah. It did not please him. Hallelujah. They were bringing forth children out of birth, out of the Canaanites, out of the Philistines. Oh yes, they did. To offer up the offerings unto Moloch, unto Molcham, and they would take them to the fires and burn them, and offer them up. Hallelujah. You know how that came about. When Yah, he called the fire down upon that wicked generation of Israel, and Shatan, as he tried to emulate Yah, even in the process of Eob's battle, he's going to do that again. But it's one thing about the fire of Yah. It is all consuming. And that's a different ball game. It is all consuming. And it's going to consume. You hear me, brothers and sisters? So he says, Yahweh will not reject a man that his mind is complete. He has the mind of HaMashiach. Neither will Yahweh help the evildoers. What a complexity here. What a cross hair here. If you are complete, Eob, Yahweh will not reject you. And if you are vile, evil man, what a profound testimony. Did Yah help him in the end? Did Yah help him? Did he restore him? Did he reconstitute him greater than what he was? The name of Israel shall resonate throughout the earth, and the tribes, all 12 of them, not just Yehuda, not just Benjamin, but the whole house of Israel shall be restored. The whole house. And there shall be an offer up unto Yah in Zion, that the praises of the lips of Yah's people, that they shall bracha, that shall be a light that flows from them. The only thing that flows out of our mouths are cursings today. What do you mean cursing? Because Pastor Robert said, damn, nah. That's not it. Because we have no power to retain the oath. We say to Yah, the oath, well, I know what you said, but. See, that's the cursing that Israel is under. Not because Pastor Robert said, damn, or hellish, damnable wicked folks. They are damnable. It's a wicked generation. It's a hellish. It's a hoish generation. It has no favor at all. And so Bildad say, well, I present this to you, my friend. You know that Yah will not cast away. Was Joshua perfect? He did not cast him away. He did not leave him. He did not leave him. Was he a wicked man? No, he was not, but he restored him, did he not? Hallelujah, hallelujah. So he said that you know that he will not abandon the seed of Israel. We seem as though that we're forsaken. Why? Because there's a power that Yah has ordained for a purpose. And I want to show you the purpose. We're ignorant. And the reason we're ignorant because we cannot hear. The reason we're ignorant because we have been taught by men that are unlearned. That men that do not know the power of Yah. That's why we must pray. That's why the daughters of Tizayah would weep. They would go to the tabernacle. And they were weak women today. They're not weeping today. And men will fall prostrate before Yah. You don't even want to pray. There's no urgency. And there's no pressing in you at all. Nothing but a greed and a lust. You were pressed to get to work. You said, I'm ready 5 minutes, honey. In case I got to get out of here. I'll see you. I got to go. Yeah, when it comes to Yah, there's no urgency to fall on your wicked knees. There's no pressing for that. You press for the damnable ball game and the whole house of Walmart. But no pressing for Yah. Hallelujah. He's going to bring the whore down. That's my prayer. Bring it down, Yah. You're going to suffer well, Yah. Has never rejected a perfect man. Hallelujah. And if I'm evil, he will never help me. For I know that he is a very present help to me in the time of evil. You understand? So my prayer counsel is bring it down. I watch their superficial market, their mercantile, because that's one of the soon in time events that should be revealed. Their mercantile, the buying, the selling. Yah said they would do that. I watch that and every day I pray, Yah, bring it down. When I see it down, the Dow down 116, 200, I say, bring it down. Let it crumble. Let it fall. Until Israel cry, as they did in Mizraim, in Egypt. Until he heard the cries against the oppressors. They oppressed them. Our minds have become so conditioned, we don't even sense the oppressing of the wicked. We don't even sense how they oppress you and beat you down and destroy your mind, whereby there's no sensitivity to Yah. You're not even sensitive to each other. The wives can't even be sensitive to their husband. They can't even interact with them. The husband cannot be sensitive to his wife because this power that has beat down his mind has destroyed his ability to sensualize anything. And that's the truth. They don't have the ability. They're cold today. Just like two beasts in a house. Two dogs. Dogs out there, they don't talk. When I had two, they just live there together. Hallelujah. I don't care if you get offended at my approach. It makes no difference. I won't apologize. How about that? How about that? I will not apologize. Not one iota. And I do not repent of what I speak unto us. For his people are destroyed. For they lack his binah. They lack the understanding of Yah. And that's why we've been destroyed. That's why we're weak today. Hallelujah. So if we are perfect, complete, if his let his shalom or his work has his perfect works in us, then we're going to be complete. And so he will not reject us. So why are we in such turmoil? Why are we so broken people? Why are we so weak? Why we have no strength at all? I will show you in the book. He says in the 9th chapter, Bildad, as Eob answering of Bildad's judgment upon him, as Yah began to enlighten Eob, as they began to open up understanding unto him, it says in Eob 9 verse 22, Job 9:22, he says here, is it all the same therefore I said it? He says, Yah, he destroys, he brings down, or he calls his accomplishment. Do you understand? Now that kala doesn't mean that he breaks it down to smithereen. Now that is what this Babylonian English has done to us. That's why we must search the scripture, especially we that testify of him. For in the scripture, the straw, the katve, we think we have eternal life. So he tells us here, he says, it is also the same, therefore I said it, he destroys, or he accomplishes, he determines, he makes the end, he causes to fall, or to rise up, Yah destroys the perfect and the wicked. So what Eob is saying, Yah accomplished what he needs to accomplish, and the perfect man I don't believe that. Can I ask us a question? Was Joshua perfect? Did he accomplish what he needed to? Was he destroyed? He was destroyed physically. But he accomplished. He destroyed the flesh. But he accomplished, didn't he? Kalah. And that's what he's doing. He's going to kalah. Kalah. In us. He was bruised. He was marked. He broke him down. He just didn't allow the bones to be broken. Hallelujah. And our strength is not broken. Yeshua is the bone. He's the bones. He's the strength of the body of Israel. That's why these corrupt perverts today that reject Yeshua, they have no living power of total truth in them. They have rhetoric. They have conversation. They have a tremendous historical understanding. I will not negate that. But they have no power of the living truth. The expressions is all in vanity. It all equates to vanity. It doesn't produce the life of HaMashiach. He will accomplish. Yahweh will determine. He determined in Yeshua. Did he fall? Sure, he failed. He was buried. He made his grave among the wicked. Did he not? That's where they put him. Hallelujah. A man that had no sin. A man that walked circumspectly before Yah. Man that honored the Torah. Whereby the Levites could not. Whereby the high Kohen could not. Yet he walked circumspectly and showed them the power of it. Did not come to destroy it. Gave them the power, the life of it. By the witness of the Ruach, the Spirit in him. He did not fail, Yah. But he accomplished all that he needed. He kalat. He completed everything that he needed to do in Yeshua. Well, are we not complete in Yeshua? Is not the works finished in him? Sure they are. We are complete in Yeshua. We are finished. He says in verse 23, Iyob 9:23, he says, if the scourge suddenly slays suddenly, he will laugh at the trial of the innocent. And he gives us this here in verse 24. He says, the earth, the olam, the earth is given. It is nothan. It is nothan. It is granted. It is bestowed. It has been given. It is nothan into the hand of the Rasha, the olam. The earth is given into the hands, the power of control of the wicked, He covers the faces of the shoftim of it. Now this is Yah. He has covered the faces of those that bring judgment. He doesn't want them to bring judgment. He's not allowing them to bring judgment. You all hear me? He has given the olam, the earth, into the hands of the wicked. Look at this wicked nation. Look at the debris that they have out in the outer spheres of this earth atmosphere. Look at the prowess of this wicked generation, of this nation, Russia, China. Look at the corruption of the nations. I saw where that there in Nairobi, in Kenya, whereby they were pillaging and destroying and burning and robbing and taking. And yet right then, Kosovo, as they declare their independence, the same thing burning and destroying and killing and robbing and pillaging. Makes no difference of the man's damnable ethnicity or the color of his skin. Yah says that the world, the olam, it has been nothan granted, given over to. It has been commissioned to the hands of the wicked and the wicked control. The men that run this earth today, they're wicked men. The men that run the financial system, they're wicked men. The men that constitute the education that your children should have, they're wicked men, they're wicked women. They are perverters, they pervert judgment. Their justice is twisted, their minds are twisted. Their permit is twisted. They keep back the wages of those that labor among them. And that's why there's so much evil in the land. That's why Yah tells us, man, you go out and you sweat with your brows. You dig a little patch. You plant food. You bring your family up in the fear, in the admonition of Yah. The world says you go away from your family. You leave your wife and your daughters. Let the world raise your daughters. Let the boys teach them what a man is and how he operate with a wife. Young women must see that. They have to see a man to understand how to differentiate between a homo freak and a man. They must see a man loving their mama. They got to see a man caress. They got to see a man gentle. They got to see a man touching. They got to see a man do it right by his wife. That's the identity of the powerful man. What they see today, man is like hose and daughters are like hose. Men coming in and out like a dog and the daughters are doing the same. I don't give a damn whether you like it or not. So they don't know what a man is. The image of a man is this twisted thing that comes in the house and these erratic sounds coming from mama's bedroom. Come on, that's wickedness. That's what this wicked thing we call the church, that's what it's doing. It's laying down with everybody. This whole that's called the church, they lay down with the Buddhists. They have their interfaith prayers. They lay down with the Muslims. They lay down with the Jews. They lay down with anyone. Yah is going to make his bed with Israel. And he's going to bring her to his bosom. And she's going to lay on his teeth. She's going to lay on his nipple. And she's going to get milk from his nipple. Sure she is. He's not bringing in a whore. He's not bringing in a harem of women. He's bringing in his beloved, Israel. The world is given over unto the hands of the wicked. And Yah says, I have covered the faces of the Shoftim, the judges. No judgment today. They can sit before Benny Hinn, dressed like whores and effeminate men. They can come there shacking like dogs, faggots, perverts. There's no conviction of sin at all today. There's no sin offering. They come to make the offering unto the God Gad, the God Minai, the God Fortune, because they want their Cadillac cars. They want their diamond earrings, and they want their Leslie Faye frocks that they can wear. And of course, he wants his Pierre Cardin suits. He wants his mammy-made shoes. That's what he wants. It is not of Yah, my brothers and sisters. This is a religious form and a practice that has been birthed from hell. It is the scheme of evil men. That's why the land of Israel, those Zionists, they came from Russia, and then they came from Poland, they came from all over the world, and it is a very oppressive form of government there. It is very oppressive. It is very discriminative. It is a government that is wicked. It is not the government of Yah. The government of Yah is just. The government of Yah is right. The government of Yah is based upon the Torah. These men do not base one law upon the Torah of Yah. They oppress those there that love Yah and that cry in the name of Yeshua. They're Zionists, they're atheists, they're not the seed of Israel, they're false, they're imposters, they have stole the land. It's amazing because if you really do a little research on that, you go to the library, you all do that. Theodore Hertz, one of the principal orchestrators of Zionism, they were all atheists, but Theodore Hertz, they didn't know where they wanted to call the land Israel. Madagascar, they had many places that they had considered. But they said that we take these Palestinians and those that were practicing Judaism. That's what they practice, Judaism. Israel is not Judaism. Do you understand that? They were the tribe of Yehuda. One tribe. They're 12. One twelfth of Israel. And so they practice in those that practice what their form and their twisted form of Judaism, and it's a twisted form. For the Kabbalah is not an inspired book of Yah, and neither is the Talmud. It is the Torah. Well, Pastor Robert, you read from the Apocrypha? I do, because the words are inspiring. The words are inspiring. The words are inspiring. The words are inspiring. The Talmud is not an inspired book of Yah. The Apocrypha, the words are inspiring. You understand? Did you all hear me? Yeah? The words are inspiring. Okay? All right. And so they have formed this twisted form of religion, of rituals and practices that produce nothing but even more wickedness. Even more wickedness. It's just another religion. It's the powers that be, how they control and manipulate. You look at that trash down there with someone like T.D. Jakes. The women are just crazy as hell. The men dressed down to their backs, ear bobs and their nose and everything. And they're twisting their buttocks and he's lifting her, shouting, she moving her. She got on the dress up to here and honey, she's walking around, she's twisting that thing and he's looking at, yeah, he's looking. You all can sit here like wicked folks all you want to say the truth. It's not, yeah. That's the way we come before our bar. It's pure. Hallelujah. See, boy, with his pants hanging off his buttock, then he just, I don't care what you say. I don't care what kind of character you think he has. When a boy doesn't understand to pull his pants up, then he pulls them up and pushes them back down. That's a twisted boy. I don't care what you think. When a little girl, when she want to wear something that you can see her little buttocks and her titty nippers, come on, what do you got, honey? Nothing? You didn't even take a bath well. You stink. And when the same boy with his pants falling off his buttocks, he looks at you and he calls you, what he calls a female dog. Because you act like one. And that's the kind of regard he has for you. Oh, that's what he says. Oh, that's the truth. You all can sit here like nincompoops all you want. This is the truth. That's the powers that be. That's the mind that has been shapen. Because it has no fear of the Torah of Yah. The world has been given over the Olam. It has been given over unto the hands of the Rasha. It has been Nathan. It has been permitted. Given over unto them. And the shoftims of the judges of it. Yah, he has covered the faces of the shoftims of it. If it is not he, then who does it? What are you saying? If it's not Yah that's doing this, then who's doing it? That's all right. I understand even your perception, Bildad, even your eyes of judgment, it is obscured. Because you see the worms in my skin. You see my body is putrefied. And the stench that flows from it. You really don't want to embrace me. You really don't want to give me a kiss that is kadosh. We don't want to embrace Yahshua today. Because of our own wickedness, we don't want to embrace him. We have no ahava, no emotional attachment to him. We have none whatsoever. We're attached to the world. We're attached to the wicked rulers of the world. We're attached to Walmart and Kmart. Can't live without it. Hallelujah. You're attached to the sales papers and the sell magazines. Can't even go anywhere without them being on your mind. Hallelujah. And that's what we are attached to. We're not attached to Yah. For the world, my brothers and sisters, I will show you, you will know that wicked men rule it. I'll read it from the book. I must establish that. For the Olam, it is given into the hands of the Rasha. The Rasha, men that their minds are not governed by the Torah, men that their thoughts and their concepts, their philosophies, their ideas, their constitutions are not governed by the Torah of Yah. It is governed by this devious, diabolical mindset that was birthed in the mind of Shaitan when he rose up against Yah. And their whole purpose is to cause the nations when Yahshua come to rise up against the coming kingdom or the king of Israel. Well, that's fictitious. I tell you what. You look at that shuttle, and I've seen clips of that thing. Which one they have now? Which one was destroyed? Discovery was destroyed, and Atlantis, right? So that Challenger.